It is summertime, and it's already been a stormy and hot one. But speaking of stormy and hot, here's Scott Greenberg talking about summer wines.
What are you looking for in a summer wine?
A hammock. With all that rain out there, I just want to be home in a hammock right now with a nice, cool bottle of wine.
Yeah. What are best? I mean, is it white?
I think so. Mm-hmm. I think for the summer, if it's really hot out like it's been the last couple of days, you want something with a lot of acidity that's going to keep your palate refreshed. A lot of fruit, something fun, not anything serious. You want something that's just going to be able to open up and drink a few glasses of it and just swing away in that hammock.
All right, what are you thinking of?
Well, let's talk about Local Boy Makes Good Wine, that is. Gus Kolaris is a guy here in Maryland. He is the producer of the 2009 Worthy Five Clone Sauvignon Blanc. Not one, not two, but five clones of the Sauvignon Blanc. Scents of lemon, lime, and honey, and a little bit of honey, I'm sorry, honeydew melon on the nose, and crisp, refreshing flavors of nectarine and citrus flavors in the mouth. And it's, again, what we talked about, abundant acidity, and it keeps those flavors bright and focused all the way through from first sip to finish. $20.
Anything other than a Sauvignon Blanc?
Anything other than. How about something that's kind of a cool cross between a Viognier and a Sauvignon Blanc? The 2010 Susana Balbo Torrontes. Now, this is from Argentina. Now, the winemaker notes that the aromas are similar to Viognier with hints of peach and pear and orange citrus fruit. But on the palate, it's got this beautiful structure and the same bright acidity that's found in Sauvignon Blanc. So you get these summerstone fruit flavors, think peaches and nectarine, and you keep coming back for sip after sip. And it's fruity and floral. And again, it's fun, that abundant acidity, keeping it all bright and refreshing. Try it with sushi. It's $12.
All right, will do. Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner. If you want to know what to drink with your next meal, check out his recommendations at WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.